AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi levels more criticism at President Trump. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Pelosi is openly questioning the president's fitness for office and says she's concerned for his well-being, a day after he said he will not work with Democrats while they investigate him.
Maybe he wants to take a leave of absence. I don't know.
At one point during a news conference, she joked about the 25th Amendment, the constitutional path for replacing a president. She says the White House is crying out for impeachment proceedings, suggesting that would help the president politically. Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says Pelosi should know better.
I think that's irresponsible of the speaker to even say.
Both sides are getting more personal in their attacks as Congress prepared to leave for a Memorial Day break. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Trump later had this to say about both Pelosi and Senate Democratic leader Charles Schumer.
Crying Chuck. Crazy Nancy. I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it.
The Senate passes a $19 billion emergency relief bill for areas of the country hit by hurricanes, floods, and wildfires. The measure includes more than $1 billion for Puerto Rico to help in its recovery from Hurricane Maria. Democrats were able to strip $4.5 billion the White House wanted for the border with Mexico. President says he'll sign it and deal with immigration later. Trump has directed the intelligence community to quickly and fully cooperate with Attorney General William Barr's investigation of the origins of the multi-year probe into whether Trump's 2016 campaign colluded with Russia. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Trump is delegating to Barr the full and complete authority to declassify documents related to the investigation. This is AP Radio News. Three people are dead. A number of others have been hurt by tornadoes that hit Missouri overnight.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson got a look by air of the path of the tornado.
There was a lot of damage, significant damage to a lot of roofs, a lot of homes.
A large and destructive tornado moved into the capital, Jefferson City. That's where Larry Jett lives.
I've woken up with the sirens about 11:45. Quarter after 12, tornado coming through the house.
He, his mother, and his brother were in the house.
I thought we were dead. But we, by the grace of God, we're still alive.
He spoke to KMBC-TV. Another tornado was about 150 miles away near Golden City, Missouri. Forecasters say it's possible that tornado had a 50-mile path and could have been on the ground for 80 minutes. I'm Ed Donahue.
Worldwide attendance at the 10 largest operators of amusement parks increased 4% last year and crossed the half-billion visitors mark for the first time in history. That's according to industry report that was released this week. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.